If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For Talk Radio News Service, I'm Justin Duckham. The Congressional Budget Office said Tuesday that federal debt held by the public could reach 100% of the country's GDP by the year 2038. The CBO said that total debt will decline relative to GDP over the next 7 years, but it will rise again after that. The agency attributed the rising debt to higher government health care spending and interest payments. In response, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan said that the report shows that the federal government has a spending problem. Ryan added that Obamacare will not help reduce the debt. The White House continued ramping up pressure on Republicans to work with Democrats on passing a clean short-term government funding bill before the end of this month.
What we've seen from some Republicans is a desire to be willing to shut down the government, doing harm to the middle class, and to be willing even to allow the United States to default.
Spokesman Jay Carney said that President Obama is not willing to negotiate over the debt limit. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
Welcome to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Number to call, 718-305-7176. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with Barbara Buffing, my co-host, and we're coming to you live. Tonight, I'm going to start a little bit with the Constitution, as this is Constitution Day. We have many stories out there in the news that we're going to hit tonight, including we're going to have the founder of the 2 million bikers to D.C. to come and talk to us a little bit about how that event played out also. But I'm going to start with the Constitution because it is Constitution Day, and it is the document that is the basis for all the laws in this country. And it's very frightening when you see that there's a school in Texas, an AP history book, and this is what it reads in this history book for the First Amendment. This is U.S. history preparing for the advanced placement exam. This is what they're teaching our children. It's a summary. The First Amendment, Congress may make no laws that infringe a citizen's right to freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. Congress may not favor one religion over another. Separation of church and state, that's in parentheses. The Second Amendment, the people have the right to keep and bear arms and a state militia. Now, those are taken out of context because that is not what the Constitution actually reads. And I have my little pocket Constitution handy because we're going directly to the source. This ought to outrage every parent out there that they're teaching this thing to children in our schools. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. In other words, the Congress can't establish a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So they cannot in any way prohibit religion from being practiced or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. So let's see, we don't even see, okay, the petition that says petition, but petition what? The government, when we don't agree with them. And the Second Amendment, this book supposedly says the Second Amendment, the people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia. That's not what the Second Amendment says. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. to compare those two. I mean, there's nothing even close. That's trying to say that only in the state militia can you have arms, and that's not what the Second Amendment says. The Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It is just abominable what is going on in our country today, and this has nothing to do just with the current administration. This is happening all across our country as they try to dumb down our children and to try to win the minds of future generations by telling total falsehoods and misleading them by giving them, instead of giving them the Constitution to read, telling them that it says something that it does not. And that just frustrates me to no end. So on this day, we need to get out our constitutions and we need to read them through to know for ourselves what they say, what the law of our land is, and what is wrong with our government, because it's all right in here and it tells you right in this constitution what is wrong with our government today. And part of that is our president, who thinks he has more power than he does, and our Congress refusing to call him on it as they have given the powers to in the Constitution. That's why we have three branches of government. But yes, I just, like I said, that's just outrageous to me that they're teaching that to our children in our schools. But that's not the only thing we have to complain about today. We have, oh, again, the gun grabbers coming for our guns. As we saw, there was a horrid shooting in the Navy shipyard in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And prayers go out to the victims. But all the liberals and Dianne Feinstein and all these crazy people were hollering about gun control in the most gun-controlled city, where on the Navy base you weren't allowed to carry arms, and so this man was able to go in with a shotgun, kill a guard, take his gun, and kill 12 people. A man who they were warned about that he was hearing voices. A police officer actually warned the base that this man was hearing voices in his room. They did nothing. A man that had a record but supposedly had secret clearance and had just had his background checked, and yet he had shot out tires in anger. He had put something in the gas tank of his roommate. This is a man with a history, and yet he was still allowed clearance onto that base. And I say to you, mass killings result from gun-free zones. Because if you have a gun, it's not going to happen. If those Navy officers that were on that base had had firearms besides the MP at the gate, this would never have got as far as it did. And with that, we'll say hello to Barbara. Hey,
well,
Barbara.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing all right. A little frustrated.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sick and tired, too. We've come as far as we've come in all these years just to be sitting here fighting for our rights, fighting for what, by the way, happy Constitution Day, everybody, fighting for what the Constitution has given us. And that's why I'm excited about our guest tonight, who actually is on the line. Bill is 2 million bikers to D.C. And I was kind of pissed that I couldn't go, but because I had an interview that day that turned out to be a really bad interview. It wasn't even for the position that I applied for. So I would have been able to go. So needless to say, that's what we have to do. We have to go in droves. Something has got to get the attention of the people in office. Nothing seems to be working. Nothing. And it's really, really sad. We write to our Congress. our senators, to our congressmen and women, and what do we get? Well, this is what we're going to do. Well, that's not good enough. We're going to vote you out of office. And that doesn't seem to bother them in the least.
I don't know, though. I don't know. I think we're starting to get to him because McCain is hinting that he might not run again in 2016.
Well,
everybody
good.
Say a prayer that that would be the case. You know, Harry Reid is up there going, oh, we have anarchists in the Senate. It's like, no, we have Americans in the Senate, Mr. Reid, respectfully and not so respectfully, defending the Constitution, you know. And they're after Ted Cruz like bulldogs. And that's because he's representing what the people say, and he's a threat to them. So I think they're getting the message, but, you know, Barbara, it's just like we need to probably bring Bill on. It's just like with this biker ride to Washington, there was no coverage for the mainstream.
No. And you know what else they did? The cameras that they have, the street cam. They had snow in them, in some of them. So that was so rigged.
On the highway there,
there was no motorcycles. Really? Anyway, okay, let's go ahead and we'll bring Bill on, and Bill can tell us how he founded everything, and we get to hear his story live right here.
Sounds great.
All right.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, ladies. How are you this evening?
How are you?
I'm doing quite well today. I'm doing much better than I was a week ago. I'm settling down a little bit, getting my wits back together, trying to go back and do a lot of reading on things that I've missed over all the hustle and bustle of pulling this off in 24 days.
That's what's amazing. It's the amount of time that you had to pull it together.
Well, it took a huge effort. It really did. And it took a lot of very outstanding, fine individuals to help me, you know, to pull this off. It was a massive group effort just from someone like me that said, hey, you know, I had a pipe dream and I want to do this. And that's basically how it started. I read a couple articles about things that were disturbing to me, and I responded. And I responded in a Patriot MASH fashion. I hit the send button, and the rest is history, I guess you could say.
Wow.
Go ahead, Barbara.
I'm sorry. Did you just reach out to a few other people to say, hey, what do you think about this?
Well, actually, after I created the initial event, it was about 2.5 months ago. It was the first and only public event I've ever really created on Facebook. I'm a pretty private guy. But the issue that compelled me to do this was so overwhelming. I just felt as though I had to do something. I made a public event. It was called the 2 Million Biker Ride to D.C. to protest the 1 million Muslims. I invited, like, all my local people, and then I made it public, and it sat there for about a month and a half and didn't really do anything. I had a couple people hit on it, and it was 4 Fridays ago I came home and my computer was on fire. I mean, I had thousands of instant messages and friend requests, and everybody wanted to talk about this. And it just, from that point on, I sat in front of my computer all weekend, and, you know, I really didn't leave it except for to eat dinner and go to the bathroom, and just started reaching out to people. And I wasn't really reaching out to that many people. I would throw a couple of commentaries out there, and people would reach out to me. I mean, the influx of people that jumped up and said, hey, let me help, can I do this? It was overwhelming, you know. I mean, I've been a supervisor in my career for a long time, and I've gotten less response to people I paid for than I did from these fine people. I mean, they just stood up, and they grabbed a hold of it. And it was about actions. It wasn't about words. I mean, when people said that they could do something, they did it. They didn't just talk about it. And it was a very, very large group effort. A lot of people gave me direction, and then several people wanted to help, and that's when I met Blenda B. It was like day 1.5 day two into my original page, and then he was one of the ones that reached out to me and tried to help. And I looked into her Facebook, and I checked out everybody else, and now I started to build a team, and she was my first one that really was committed to it, and we created a second page, and my page ran over for a few days with hers, and now I had two pages that I really didn't have time to help with, so we eliminated my original one. That's how she became co-founder.
Okay. I also noticed that you have, you went and, I don't know who did it, but every state has a separate page to keep it state organized as well.
Yeah, through the whole process, I would feed her ideas on what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And she's very good at what she did. She had a lot of she had a lot of positive input, and she turned it from a negative to a positive. And we just, both of us in the first couple of days were just in like a complete panic. And we had to find mediators and coordinators, and we would vote on things as we had, decisions coming up very quickly. And we decided to make each state independent so that they could manage themselves, because one of the things behind my mission was to see how many people would spread this word of mouth and be self-sufficient in the calls. Actions speak louder than words to me, and when I like to have each state set up as an independent, we voted on it, we passed it, and it worked out well because it gave people a sense that they had a piece of this movement, and they did. They had a large piece of it. They had their own state. So they would all go out in their own little satellite groups and build their networks, and we would all, communicate amongst each other and just squeeze it all together. But she was my main coordinator, I will say that.
Well, that's awesome. Because I'm in the North Carolina page, and I was like, I so got to go. And I was going to go, and then I got a call on an interview. I was so pissed. And then I was going to go after the interview, but I figured by the time I got up there, everything would have been done and over with. So I was even more pissed. And you're going to do this every year, huh?
Yes, ma'am. We do plan on having an annual event. We got a lot of thoughts on the table. Nothing's really set in stone. I got people that I've been working with behind the scenes. I got more people that I would have liked to add to the team that were actually on the team. They left for whatever reason, and I've had to work through that. A lot of people, I don't know how to say it. There's a lot of different reasons why a lot of different people came to this movement, but the first and foremost was to show that, hey, we're Americans, we're tired, we're fed up, we're ticked off, and we're gonna storm the fort, 9/11, okay? We don't agree with their events that they give permits to, and we fought for our permits for weeks. And, we had to make a stand. It was 9/11. 9/11 is a very, very sacred day to me, and I remember what was going on that day when everything went down. To hear about the Muslim march down there, it was repulsive to me that they were allowed to do that. I mean, I don't understand what the government's thoughts were by saying that would be okay. As far as I'm concerned, it was a kick in the stomach to the American patriots.
Right. And I am, being the patriot that I am, I can't get out much because of finances, so I can't do, I would have found money for that, but
I had to farm money to make this ride. I created the ride. And I had to borrow gas money to get there.
Yeah. We got overpasses that are real local, and we do the overpasses for Obama's impeachment
right
locally, because I know that a lot of patriots want to do something. We want to be heard, because Brendan and I were just talking earlier, they're not hearing us. They're not hearing us loud enough. This president is doing everything he can to discredit the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we're just done. There's so many Americans that are just done. And
yes, ma'am.
Getting involved.
So,
like
Bill, that. Can you tell us, because I never could actually figure out how many. Do you have any idea of how many bikers were there? Or just a ballpark figure? Or
Oh, yeah. If you go to my Facebook page, there's videos of me actually riding right to the White House. I mean, there's videos, there's interviews. There's interviews all over the place about how many bikes were there. It's not hard to figure out that the webcams were turned off and there was snowing from. The park police and the state, the federal state park, whatever they call them, they sent out a news piece that it was 1.3 million. It went
wow.
It went from 860,000 like 3 days ago to 1 million. Then yesterday morning, I believe it was, I saw a report for 1.3 million bikes. And, you know, I could say that that might be exaggerated a little bit, but I was there. And just to get out in front of the Harley-Davidson dealer, when I left on the front to go on the ride, I passed at least 100,000 bikes. And when I got on the main road, I saw more bikes than I could ever have thought I would have.
Well, that's
amazing.
They
were everywhere.
And you know why I asked that? Because there's some liberals that are still doubting that this happened because, you know, the mainstream media only reports what they want to report, you know, and something this major, just like they ignored the 500,000 that turned out for the pro-life march, they pretty much ignored this event, too, even though, you know, with that large amount of numbers, they had to know what was going on.
Well, ma'am, that's not necessarily true. They weren't invited to this event. I talked with Belinda early in the beginning about news coverage and corporate endorsements, and I refused any of it. I do not want corporate endorsements, and I do not want any liberal media involved. I told her specifically that I had a message that I wanted to get out to the conservative team, and she did exactly what I asked. She sent it right to Brett Bart the day and a half into it. He posted my mission statement, and then it went to Mr. Conservative. Now Barry Seacrest is involved. All of the right, all of the conservative, all the guys that I admire and I listen to and I learn from got the information before anybody. And they were building the story. So when we decided to do the press release and give it to the local TV and the liberal media, you know, my liberal media hasn't even called me about this. I really don't care that they didn't because they'll lie and distort about it. And of course, that's what they do. But the point is that the day before Martin Luther King's anniversary for his speech, he had a dream, we released my pipe dream. And, you know, it was the press release about what I wanted to do, why I was doing it. And it opened it up across the nation at that point. And we got some coverage from local and whatever. I mean, they're not important to me. I mean, it was more important for me to get the message out to the right people at the right time. And now that we've done that, we take this information and we either continue and grow with it or we forget about it in 2 weeks. I prefer to continue and grow with it, and that depends on the support that I get from the team that I gave the information to from the beginning.
Well, don't you think it's important, like, for the mainstream media to let other Americans know that, hey, these patriots are pissed, let's...
It's critical, and Fox News was the first one to air anything publicly, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Fox News was one of my conditions. They're the first ones to go on TV with it. Everything else was talk radio and conservative news networks.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, CNN and all the rest of them, they're not going to do my story justice. They're not going to spread my message the way I had passion for it to be spread. They're just going to laugh about it and think, oh, they're just a bunch of dumb bikers. Well, guess what? A bunch of dumb bikers, if that's what you want to call us, I don't believe that, created something, and between all of us, at the group effort, in 22 days, had 1.3 million bikes
yeah.
in D.C. We jammed up every corner. I did a burnout in front of the White House. I can't believe they haven't given me a ticket for it yet. And then my bike broke down in the middle of the run, right in front of the Capitol building. I couldn't get it in and out of gear. I had to hop a sidewalk. My daughter had to jump off and get on a bike next to me. And then it stalled, and I got a kickstart bike only. So I'm kickstarting the bike, and there's cops videotaping me. It was It was crazy, man. It was fun. No, I mean, we had a good time.
It sounds like it was, and it certainly, you know, sent the statement that we are America, and this is 9/11, and we need to remember all those who were killed in the towers and on the planes.
That was the main driving force behind why I got so mad about the Million Muslim March, is because I remember that day, and I remember the month after and every day in between that, where people were digging up dead people up in New York, and people are looking at pictures of their family, their father, their mother, that are no longer there because they're buried in a pile of rubble. And there's people out there relentlessly working to feed the people who dug up the dead. And then there's truck drivers that are relentlessly trying to get food into New York, which is now a major battle zone. You know, every single person that was involved that day that stood up and said, I'm an American, I don't care what color you are, where you come from. If you're an American patriot, you're an American patriot. If you're not, then you're a poser. You're a fake. I don't even know why you're here. But that's besides the point. I mean, they commemorate everybody. The country.
Absolutely.
They
want
to be victims. Trying to say that it wasn't the Muslims that did this?
Well, that's a conspiracy theory that I don't really want to entertain.
No,
all I know is, what I've learned about the Muslims, I learned it from the TV and the media and the actions that I see them do around the world, whatever. They've been killing each other over there for many years. And, okay, they took credit for whether that's bogus story or not. I don't care who did it. And it was terrible. It was a tragedy in this country. You know, God help whoever was responsible for this. And if it was a conspiracy, then they'll have to meet their maker one day, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just think it was a great idea and a great patriotic ride. So I want to thank you for even taking that effort and that initiative. And look at what can be accomplished, you know, when just if one person steps up to make that initial effort and Americans come together all across the country.
Oh, I've been thanked. I've been prayed for. I've been up until 3:30 in the morning every night, typing and chatting with people. And I almost pulled the plug on it. I got kind of nervous like day 2.5, and I was like, what did I do here? This is getting big. And my wife is looking at me all kind of funny, and she's like, what did you do? I'm like, I don't know. It just happened. But, you know, from the support of the people, you know, I mean, it's not even a biker thing, ladies. Let me clarify that.
No, absolutely not.
This is not a biker thing. We just rode our bikes. We've had so many people. We had a gentleman come from North Carolina with a smoked pig just to feed us at the end of the ride. And he told me he was going to do that in the beginning, and he did. We had people come in buses. This is now we got a million trucker going on. Now that happened before, but now they got more momentum because we did our bike thing, and now they're truckers. Most truckers are bikers, and vice versa. So
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're in a wheelchair, if you're on a farm tractor, if you're in a Pinto or a tractor trailer, and you got an American flag, now's your time to stand up and be an American.
Now, one of the girls that's in the chat room, Roseanne, she bumped into you accidentally. She drove her car up with a couple of people, and she said in the chat room that that was Jim Summer that brought the fine swine.
She's on. I see her face. I read so many names, I forget which one's which anymore. But yeah, she's been a big supporter. I think that's the one we gave a T-shirt to. Yeah, we did. My son gave her a T-shirt. But a lot of people.
Did you get a T-shirt? She's typing. But she got the shirt.
Yes, my son gave her his. There was a big hoopla about the T-shirts, and there's a lot of things that I can nitpick about the ride and didn't get necessarily right. We got people that are still on the road. We have I believe it's around 5 fatalities and 15 some casualties across the country. We've got guys that are still broke down in New Mexico trying to get their bikes fixed to get back to Washington State. I mean, it's just a huge astronomical event, and you know the most important thing is we all got down there for the most part safe. I mean, you figure 1.3 million bikes, and I only got like 15 casualties and for God rest their soul, and I'm not happy. I take that personally, and I feel somewhat responsible because they came to a ride that I created. But I'm not in control of everything. So, I mean, I pray about that every night, and it's not something that's been taken lightly with me. I'm on text with other guys from Oregon. They, you know, just getting home. We got another guy that was sick there at the Harley dealer. I try to follow all the people that are in distress and see what I can do. Blend has been doing real good as far as getting the donations to the people that need them. She can't get to everybody, but that's just the way it goes. You know, she's trying, and I'm not really in control of any of that. But
you know, I also saw the donation page, and
yeah.
I went into the donation page, and Bill, I got to tell you, I was flawed. You had said there was a certain amount set, it exceeded that amount, and there was also a breakdown of how the money was spent.
Yeah, there is a breakdown. It's a pretty informative report.
That.
That's kind of like the way it's supposed to be, from what I recall. It's
yeah.
A charitable event. You got to have a public record.
I was in awe that it was done like that, really. Very professional. It just, really, I don't even know what to say. It was just looking at it, and of course, I'm a biker, so I know how bikers are. One for all for one. And I know how you're feeling, too, because we go on rides, and sometimes people don't make it to their destination for some reason or another. But most of the time, you know, we stick together and until the bike's fixed. You know, or something. It just totally, I don't know. I was just in awe at looking at it and seeing how everything was broken down. I just think it's terrific. It's better than terrific. So if anybody thinks that you're a dumb biker, they better think again, or they're not thinking.
Well, you know, the donation page, you know, Belinda had some expenses out, and she really overexerted herself in what she contributed, a lot of time. I mean, her and I put countless amount of hours of time in. She took it upon herself to get some literature. And then after a while, you know, you accrue a bill. I've got a lot of negative feedback about the donation page, and I understand and respect that. Some people are like, what the hell did you do that for? Well, you know, I didn't necessarily do it myself. It was a decision that B brought to me. I told her to go ahead and go with it, and then we had a cap on it. Well, after the cap was reached, it was reached real fast.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware until I went and met with her the night before the ride that she reopened it. She told me that the PR and the accountants told her to reopen it. And I'm not against that either, because I read the breakdown on where the money went. The way it looks is there were a couple grand in a hole. They've spent more than they've made, and you know, that's a common problem when you do things like this. Everybody wants to spend to make it happen, and you don't always recoup them funds.
It's
donation at that point in time. But I haven't made anything off this. I had to borrow money to get my bike fixed just to get down there. And it wasn't about making money for me. It was about raising American spirit. So I've been paid tenfold with what I got out of it.
Absolutely. And you did do that, Bill. I was actually looking at the videos that day, and I was just really, really proud of all the participants and of my fellow Americans that were able to get out and actually ride and actually be there for those, you know, families who lost loved ones and for all Americans. So I want to thank you for that.
It gave us hope. It gave a lot of people hope, seeing that there's so many more patriots out there than we think. Because a lot of times we think that we're alone in what we think. But something like this, it did. So many people, I mean, in reading the pages and everything, it gave a lot of people hope that we can take this country back.
Well, you know, ladies, I got sick and tired of standing in my local drinking hole and preaching about how things are going south in this country, bad, terribly, and people would say, why are you always so upset about this? There's nothing you can do. I just got sick and tired of hearing that, and that's when I hit that send button 2 months ago. I said, you know what? Either they're going to love me for this or they're going to hate me for this.
It is like, let's see what we can do, and you did. That was amazing. Amazing.
Well,
and
you
it
know,
would be great
gotta,
to do an annual one.
I'm a very private guy, and I just exposed myself to pretty much the world with this one.
Uh-huh.
You know,
absolutely.
It was either go big or go home. Either they're going to love me or they're going to hate me. So far, the positive feedback I have gotten from this and the spiritual transformation that is, I'm not a religious guy. I've always been spiritual. I'm a recovering Catholic, I will add, but, you know, the journey through this, just talk to people and see how much they're, and it consumes you. I mean, I've lost 16 to 17 pounds in 2 weeks. I've weighed the same since I left high school, and in 2 weeks I've lost about 17 pounds. And it just runs you, and it plays in the back of your head, and it just grabs you in. Because once you start seeing everybody that's believing in you and pushing you to do it, and hey, team, let's just pick this up and go with it. I mean, it's astronomical. It's beyond my wildest dreams, to be honest with you. I never would have anticipated a success like this from a word-of-mouth event. You know, I mean, and that's what it was. There's a lot of people that didn't have Facebook that still heard the word. I've said spread the word at least 30,000 times in the past 2 weeks. What can I do? You can spread the word. I don't care if you're at the laundromat, at the grocery store, if you're local mechanics. Tell them, hey, 2 million bikers, we're going to D.C. And that's what people did. And more people talked about it, the more people felt good about it, the bigger it got. It's a miracle. It's truly a miracle that this happened.
So God chose you to be the head of this. You know, I believe spiritually too that he chose you, and you made it happen. And I know I kept tweeting it and Facebook. I would just keep I got a lot of pages on Facebook, and I would go into all the pages, of course, and you know, promote it, because this was a big thing. This was a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's been very positive on this point. I mean, like I said, we still have people getting home, you know, and trying to refresh themselves. You know, here's something to think about. 9/11 fell on a Wednesday this year. Well, we all know what Wednesday is. That's hump day. Well, how many people really have scheduled off for a Wednesday? Well, I got 1.3 million bikers that said they took off and they showed up. That's just a biker.
And
so,
like you said, they didn't just take one day.
That.
Yeah, because some of them came from a long way away. So, that you know, you're talking about not just one day. Like you said, some of them aren't even home yet, you know. But if you were coming from cross country, you were driving several days before the event to even get there. So.
Oh, yeah, we had guys leaving 5 days before the event.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they left five days ahead.
Today. Last name was Wade. I don't remember his first name off the top of my head, but he got out of the hospital today.
Yeah. There was a couple guys that I think Sean, what's his name, he got out of the hospital today, too.
Yeah.
But also a couple on New Jersey Turnpike, I think that's where it was. I didn't read the whole report. My California girl, she posted about it. But when you have so many things flying across your computers, and as soon as people see that I'm on a computer, my computer starts ding, 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 ding. And it's like, I can't read it fast enough. Then I get lost in my messages, and I got to go back and recheck. Because I like to write. So when I write something, I like to be well worth reading. And that's a difficult challenge when you got 30 people trying to instant message you all at once.
That's why I have my instant message off.
I can't do that because
I have that off for that very reason.
I've learned how to talk to 7 people once.
You're learning some new skills there. You're multitasking, so.
I've had to learn a lot, you know, and my computer was actually bugged for a while there, and I had a congressman running down in South. He's a candidate. He actually took 2 hours out of his time to help me get my computer all cleaned up, got me resituated with a better email and a better security system, and now it actually works again.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. And is, you said they're running for Congress, or they are Congress?
He's running.
He's running.
Mr. Sweeney.
Yeah. You want to throw some names out there for people? This guy took time to help him with his computer. That sounds like a good guy to me.
Believe it or not, I've actually had contact with a couple of conservative political figures, and they've been very receptive to talking to me. It's not a lot of them, but, you know, I've talked to West Virginia, Virginia, and a couple of my local guys. We had an event here in the neighborhood. It's called Ethics Day, where they shut down 10 blocks of the main drag, and everybody gets set up. So I got to touch base with all my local guys, and they were like, wow, that's really you? I'm like, well, that's what they keep telling me. So, you know, I'm not going to say I do not have a political agenda, because I do. It's called Pissed Off America. It's tired of being...
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, ladies, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think we're all on the same page there, so, but...
Oh, absolutely. That's why we do this every week. We do this. I write blogs. I write story. I actually wrote an article for the local Watchdog Wire here that I posted about you guys. So I get the message out whenever I can.
Well, here's the thing you want to keep in mind with that. You don't want to stop tomorrow. Tomorrow you had to talk about it more than you did today.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody needs to stand up and push harder tomorrow than they did yesterday. And if we do that, if we all stick together as a team with this, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you drive a golf cart, a truck, a bike. If you're a patriot and you believe in this cause, this movement, they're calling it a movement. I'm proud to say that they did that. That's what I like to call it. It's on us. It's at our disposal at this point in time to keep pushing. And if we don't, then it's going to be forgotten. And that's not why I started this.
Oh, we're not going to forget. Believe me.
So, Bill, with that, is your Facebook page, is it still called the 2 Million Bikers, or what is it actually called?
Yep.
My personal page is Bill Williamson.
Okay. Is that where you're doing
event,
all the...
The event page is 2 Million Bikers, Ride to D.C.
So, you know, is that where all the news will be coming for any future events? Or, like, if next year it becomes an event, it's going to be on the 2 Million Bikers?
Well, yes, it will be on that, in one way, shape, or form. But I also created another page, another group. It's titled Top Fuel Bills Ride for Pride. And I just opened that up because with my homepage and with the community page for 2 Million Bikers, I miss a lot of stuff. So I've had to create two other pages to sort it all out, the video feeds here, the comments there. And, you know, it's going to be very exciting to see what next year brings. I'm shooting for a 3-day event, but then we're also talking about doing a state line to state line ride where everybody, you know, rides through their state line and hooks up with others. There's a lot of things that are on the table, but nothing's set in stone. We got a lot of details to work out, and you know, just follow the story. From what I recall, the 2 Million Biker page will stay running. I'm not too involved with it as much as I was, because I'm always in the trenches with my people, and we're always doing things to make it better. So I try to follow as much as I can, but you get tired of reading it a while.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller.
Roseanne has a question for you. So, and this is the woman that got the T-shirt.
Yes, I remember her. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
Roseanne. Just wanted to, you know, now it's time for us to all kind of come together. It kind of reminds me, even just seeing all the Patriots come together for overpasses, the second Terminator movie where all the little liquid metal kind of found the big pile. That's kind of what I feel we're all doing. So I kind of envision next year when you guys go, you have all the overpasses bringing you in and cheering you on as you head towards D.C. But
yeah.
I think we all need to start coming together, and because there's power in numbers. You know, the government may have all the money, but we have all the people. And I kind of look at us like the ants in A Bug's Life. They're the freaking grasshoppers, and we're the ants. And we're more powerful than we realize. And it's time to do this. And, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I just want my country back. That's all.
You're right.
I'm just an ordinary, average American sitting on the freaking couch for years watching TV. I just want my country back. That's all. Nothing more.
Yeah,
so
and we're
it's time we all come together.
Well, you know, ladies, you know, one of the biggest challenges of setting this all up and getting people to work together, well, everybody's got an opinion. Don't mind my dogs. They just got let in, and they're crazy little mutts. yeah, the biggest challenge that I've learned through this whole process is that everybody's got a different opinion. Everybody's got a different idea. We all have the same cause in mind. And then when one doesn't agree with the other, you have conflict within the realm.
Hold on.
And then
is it opinion or ego? Because,
ego.
You know,
it's
one thing that
egos.
We've kind of come together in overpasses is that, look, we don't have time for nonsense. There's no time for nonsense. Everybody's got to check their ego at the door. It's not time to care about ego. We all have to be of one mind now. And we can't worry about who gets credit for what. We're all in it together. So one thing we've come to meeting of the minds on overpasses is there are no egos. You don't get to have an ego. You know, you want to have an ego, go to the mall and yell at somebody if you want an ego. Take it out on somebody else. Don't take it out on when we're trying to get something done. So that's kind of like our motto now. Leave your freaking ego at the door.
You know,
don't have time for nonsense.
I've heard from several people, oh, this isn't about a you thing, Bill. I'm like, what are you talking about? This has never been about me. This has been about brotherhood, solidarity, and unity. There's no I in that. There's nothing but we. I've had people say, oh, you're trying to steal the credit. I'll freely give the credit away to anybody. You can have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I don't care. It's not about
maybe
ego.
Everybody should get a big copy of the Art of Negotiation, because one of it is, who cares whose idea it is as long as we get it done? It doesn't
right,
matter.
Right. And in this country, in this day and age, in this country, we have to get it done. And it should.
Just
it
get
doesn't
her done.
Matter
that's
who
it.
Does. Yeah, we have to get her done. Because it's
that's,
pretty
and that's
scary
all I'm
out
for.
There right
it's,
now.
Hey, one thing
we
I wanted to add,
get
ladies,
it done.
One thing I wanted to add, ladies, is that, you know, your site here is a woman's patriot. And I want to make note that the fact that I am so overwhelmingly impressed about how many ladies in this country have stood up and claimed to be patriots and are active in doing it. They're just not sitting around and watching soap operas. They're actually involved. And to see that influx of ladies that want to do something. And, you know, it's a pretty desperate time out there. They got some spirit, and they got a lot of drive. And I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I mean, Sarah Palin, you know, Bachman, all them girls. I mean, the ladies in this country, it's kind of like when we went to World War II and there was no men here, but we still needed to build planes. Well, that's how I look at you girls and the things that you do. Okay, we're still here. All of our boys are over there dying for real money, and us bikers are still here. But you girls are kind of like filling the void, so keep up the good work on that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Bill. Don't mess with Mama Bear. That's what you
yeah,
don't
I was going to say, Bill, and you probably see this with your wife, she probably just kicks ass and takes no prisoners. And that's mostly how, you know, most of the moms in America are. We don't have time for nonsense. We really don't. We've got kids. We've got jobs. We've got laundry problems. We've got dish problems. And he still wants it regularly. So come on, we all know we've got issues. So
yeah, my wife is a very self-diligent individual. She's very self-sufficient, very strong-willed. I mean, she's my best friend. She's my partner. She's my soulmate. We don't tell each other what to do. We come to terms on what we need to get done and how we're going to get it done.
Right.
That's an American family.
Family that I have and my wife. And it's been rough on them for me to go through this. And because they call me Top Fuel Bill for a reason. Once I got my vision set on something and I got my focus, I grab it and I ride it like I stole it. And that's what I do. And if I believe something so adamantly as I have in this, you know, it consumed me, it overwhelmed me, it behooved me. I've had out-of-body experiences that day when I was down there with all my brothers and sisters that showed up. I was just floating amongst the crowd. And to have a foundation that I have to be able to withstand such, I mean, 22 days of sheer adrenaline is pretty crazy. And they walk through it with me. I've had my ups and downs where I crash and I'm off to the races. And they stood by me through this, and it's made us all stronger, and it's made us all believe more in what the purpose was for, was to stick together and move forward.
Absolutely.
Well, Bill,
hey,
I want to thank
Bill,
you for taking go ahead.
Can I say
go ahead,
one
Roseanne.
More thing?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just FYI, Jim Summer was the gentleman that did the fine swine thing, and he wants to kick in for next year. So you've already got people that are chomping at the bit like, hey, you know, whatever we can do, you just need to say the word, and we're all going to start lining up with our support systems, with our, you know, with our resources. So we're just waiting for you to say the word.
Well, you saw the Top Fuel Bill Ride for Pride, didn't you?
Not yet.
Okay,
I'm
well,
still
look that
looking
up.
For it on Facebook.
Oh,
okay.
You sent it to me. I'll send it to Roseanne.
Oh, thank you.
The reason why I did that is because I have so many messages coming in on my Facebook page, and the other page is that, you know, I can't read them fast enough, and this breaks it off a little bit to where it starts fresh, and I don't have to scroll down for 20 minutes to find something.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's a challenge in itself, is keeping up with it.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, congrats.
Okay.
Congrats on everything you did.
I thank
God
you,
bless
ladies,
you.
For having me. It was a really pleasant, you know, interview. I always enjoy good dialogue and intelligence. And boy, have I gotten it from this interview. I appreciate it, and I want to say God bless to all of you. And everybody say a prayer for our guys on the road. Our guys and the girls are still on the road. Say a prayer for the families. Kelly Hudson, her daughter was in a bad accident. Nick and Edie, they're all banged. I mean, I got a list of people that need prayers. And one of my cool things that I've been doing lately is pulling up and saying, hey, let's have a group prayer tonight for all of our friends, and then the next day things get better. So
yeah.
I'm going to stick with it because it works for me.
The power of prayer. Can't go wrong there.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you again for calling in, Bill, and thank you for being on the show tonight. And thank you, Roseanne,
thanks.
For your questions. It's
thank
been
you.
Really, really
Bye-bye.
Good to hear it from right from the word of mouth. So thank you for organizing it, and we'll be looking out for the next event. So thanks again.
Okay. God bless, everybody.
Thank you, too, Bill.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com, 718-305-7176.
If you love America, you're among friends here. conservativenationradio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma. accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Okay, and you're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. And I think on the second hour, I kind of want to go a little bit into the Obamacare fiasco that is playing out across the country, which is just insane. We need to defund this massive train wreck, and we need to do it now before they start enacting it. It's just people losing insurance right and left. Even the unions are mad because they're going to lose their insurance. Well, duh, didn't we tell them that? But with that, I'm going to just play a clip here, one of my favorite clips from a speech that Ronald Reagan did. And he did this back in the 60s.
Back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on record as not wanting socialized medicine, Congressman Farrand introduced the Farrand Bill. This was the idea that all people of Social Security age should be brought under a program of compulsory health insurance. Now, this would not only be our senior citizens, this would be the dependents and those who are disabled. This would be young people if they are dependents of someone eligible for Social Security. Now, Congressman Farrand brought the program out on that idea of just for that particular group of people. But Congressman Farrand was subscribing to this foot-in-the-door philosophy because he said, if we can only break through and get our foot inside the door, then we can expand the program after that.
It is not choices that we have made that's going to have people in this country dying because of the lack of good quality care. And some of the headlines that I was looking at before coming on air today, one is that Medicare cuts, Obamacare prompt hospital layoffs. Because actually, a lot of you maybe not know, but Medicare put in some cuts to paying doctors and radiology and different things that went into effect in 2013. Well, what's happening as a result of that is many hospitals are slashing jobs and cutting patient care services because of Medicare cuts, which they took $735 million out of Medicare and put it to the Affordable Care Act. the difficult healthcare landscape and the Affordable Care Act. Are there reasons behind their decision? It's over a dozen hospitals, and this is just in the one area that had announced cuts in the past 3 weeks. And this is what happens. You know, when you're not reimbursing the people who are providing the care, you're not going to get the same kind of care. Your health care is going to be worse. And yet, then we have the unions. The unions are very upset because Obamacare is going to, remember that where you can keep your own health care line that he tried to feed everybody, and we're all saying, no, you won't be able to keep your own health care? Well, the unions are mad because they're going to lose their health care. And they sent a letter saying Obamacare will destroy the very health and well-being of workers. They're not only complaining about how their nonprofit insurance company is going to have to basically go away. They're not going to have that as a choice because they're going to tax that company and make them pay more fees. And it's also talking about how they're going to ruin the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class, because that's what a lot of employees are doing right now to get to avoid having to pay the penalties. They're going to force people to have to buy into a government program. And here's the sad, sad thing. This whole disastrous bill that Warren Buffett said they should scrap from the start, because he said our healthcare system in terms of cost is out of control. He didn't, not our healthcare system as delivering care, but the healthcare cost. And this bill did nothing to affect the healthcare cost. All it did was reduce payments being made to the people providing health care, which in the long term is only going to hurt you and me, the American middle class, because we are the ones who are going to pay the penalties. We are the ones already paying higher premiums. We are the ones set to possibly lose our insurance. And, Barbara?
Yeah.
It's like we were screaming this at the top of our lungs back when they were trying to pass this bill.
And it's Harry Reid said, it was a train wreck, but it was going towards socialized medicine. And that's what this is all about. They want to fail so they could do. And then Jay the Liar Carney comes out today, because I was listening to C-SPAN. And
lies really well, doesn't he?
Well, I
tell you, he must enjoy it because he came back for a second term. I don't know. Go on. I'm sorry.
He must be making a lot of money.
Well, that could be too. A lot of kickbacks or something. Who knows?
Yeah. And you know, when I was listening and watching him today, and I was tweeting him, "You're a liar. You're nothing but a liar."
We Americans like the fact that our president is indecisive.
Well, he had just gotten a message back from HHS, Kathleen Sebelius, that it's going to cost $100 a month, which for a person to be insured under the Affordable Care Act.
For people who qualify. In other words, if you don't have insurance now, if you're like low income, then yeah. But see, those people, here's the thing, Barbara. Those people don't have the $100 a month to pay for health care.
Exactly. Plus, they're going to be subsidized.
Yeah,
is our tax dollars.
I'm not, but these people are.
Right.
And they're going to take it out of our plans. Well, you know, so therefore, they're punishing those of us who have, through the years, maintained our insurance and maintained our responsibility for our health care in order, so these people who have not done that or can do it.
And there was one other bidder, a congressman from Louisiana. He was on the ball, and, you know, he made me proud because he stood there on the Senate floor and he said what a liar
what Obama did is against the law, because when the bill was passed, everybody was supposed to be in on the Obamacare exchange. Everybody. Nobody excluded. And specifically it was in there because of the Federalist Paper 52. It says, basically, do as I say, do as I do. If it's good enough for Congress, it's good enough. If it's good enough for the people, it's good enough for Congress. And he flat out said, you know, he's broke the law doing this. And he's trying to get an amendment signed to get those words back in to the amendment. And you know what? This whole thing is just a scam.
Of course it is. And it's all so that we end up on the government dole. But here's the interesting thing. If you have to the recent election to, say, Australia, they elected a conservative prime minister because they're tired of the taxing and the spending. And just out today, the Dutch king, Netherlands King William Alexander, came out and said that the Dutch are going to have to say goodbye to the welfare state because it is not sustainable. And hello to personal responsibility. Now, we have all these examples around the world. We have Greece. We have, you know, this here, the Netherlands, it's not sustainable. We have Italy. We have all these countries that can't sustain the people by government alone because it doesn't work. So what are the Democrats trying to achieve? We have so many examples of how what they want to do doesn't work. It's not sustainable. You can't sustain it. You cannot tax and regulate people to the point where they're going to just quit and not provide the jobs. It's crazy. What is their objective? I would like one of them to tell me what their objective is.
Their objective is to be in control.
Of the people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any other way. They're trying to take away our First Amendment, because that happened this week, too, where Frankenstein, she wrote up an amendment or something about what's in the shield, what actually is in the shield law, and who qualifies as a journalist, not just a blogger. You know what? I sit here and I listen. It's not my opinion. It's the words that I hear from these people's mouths, these senators and representatives.
Right.
What they're saying. You're going to tell me I'm just a blogger?
Right.
Wrong answer, bitch. Oops. Sometimes
didn't
it
hear
just
that.
Comes out.
Well, and here, Mike Huckabee is summing it up quite nicely on Facebook, because California, of course, the poster child for Frankenstein and Boxer and Pelosi and all these wonderfully non-intelligent women.
Yeah, I know, right?
Say some of the dumbest things in the world, but the media never calls them on it. The California legislature says they rushed through new laws. One is the creation of a special driver's license just for illegal immigrants. So we're going to award the people who broke the law by giving their driver's license so they can legally drive to jobs that they illegally hold. Now, what kind of sense does that make? We have a high unemployment rate in this country, and despite what the White House tries to say, there is no recovery going on right now. The only reason we're still staying afloat is because we have states like Indiana and Texas with Republican governors who have done things like right to work and have lowered taxes so the businesses can come here and create jobs in a work-friendly environment. It has nothing to do with Obama. But that's not all. they're going to raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour by 2016. Wow. Great. So more jobs are going to be lost there because they raise those rates to $10 an hour. Who's going to pay $5 for a hamburger at McDonald's? Okay.
Right. I was just
crazy.
And you know, working at McDonald's was a job that you get in high school, so you learn some responsibility and some work ethic. It's not meant to be a job for a career, unless you want to move
right.
up in the world in the management hospitality field, you know, and that's something different. And you do get paid more for that.
Right.
But
absolutely.
Just flip burgers.
Right.
That was a part-time job for me when I thought I was going to be losing my job several years ago.
Yes. And then you work two or three jobs. That's what our parents would do. That's what our
yes.
grandparents did. That's what
absolutely.
All Americans do. You know, it's like my husband worked 60, 70 hours a week. Now, granted, not at minimum wage, but it wasn't a minimum wage job. It was at
right.
General Electric. But, I started out Pizza Hut. I waitressed when you made $2 an hour and you had to make it up in tips, you know, and worked at Wendy's and all those places. But those were not my career. That was not meant to sustain my family. That
right.
was just my job to have as a young teenager, young adult, you know, until I could get on to where I wanted to go, you know. This is crazy. But here he goes on. I want to point this out. He says, it's hard to see how adding one more burden to business owners, which is what that minimum law, you know, increase in minimum wage does, in a state that's already crushing them with taxes and regulations. And the problem is these people are going to Texas, so they're going to try to turn Texas blue because they're too stupid to know that the reason they had to leave California is because it's blue. But anyway, he said I could quote a lot of stats about taxes and employment, but I think two simple numbers tell the whole story. I went to uhaul.com and checked the rental price on a 14-foot moving van. Renting it to move from L.A. to Dallas cost $1,637. Renting the same truck to move from Dallas to L.A. cost $837.
Yep, they got to get them back.
That's because all the moving trucks are going from California to Texas. And UPAL has to offer a subsidy to get any of them back. That's crazy.
And that's what they're doing. They're moving with they're talking with their feet. They're moving out of the state.
Absolutely.
It's because it's ridiculous. A lot of people in New York are doing the same thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
absurd.
We haven't even gone to New York here because Bloomberg is claiming that 7 kids are murdered with guns each day. They just pick these numbers out of the air. They pick them out of the air. It's like they break down in this article that there is no way possible that many children are being killed with guns each day. It's just insane.
Yeah.
Totally
insane. Yeah.
And they, just like,
yeah.
wow. You know, there I jumped from guns from, you know, California to New York, but they're both heading right down the same path as
the
nanny state. You know,
the reason they did, I'm sure they did that, was for the almighty dollar in California. Because
well, they're too stupid to know their policies aren't working. Yeah.
They were going to do it here. They were trying to do it here. And they said, no way. Because
no, you can't do it.
And
it's not business friendly.
Like, first, they were going to do a pink license to show that it was...
we're back to the lightning.
Yeah. Eagle. And, of course, that was racist because that's not fair, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that was turned down. You know,
that's racist? You're going to give somebody who's not legally here a license and it can't be pink because it's racist?
Yeah.
They shouldn't even be
phone.
Here. They're not even supposed to be here.
Exactly.
I think they kill people for that in Iraq.
You know,
Iran, you cross the border into Iran, get thrown in jail. Here we give them driver's license and jobs and food stamps. Don't kid yourself. It's happening, folks. But conservativenationmedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Yeah, it's just unbelievable, Barbara, their reasoning, their liberal logic, you know. Oh, we can't call them illegal. They're undocumented.
Yeah.
No, they're illegal. They broke the law. And again, we come back to that. The people who are being responsible and obeying the laws get punished for those who do not. And it's mighty interesting. We're going to flip back to this gun situation again. Guess who the shooter voted for?
Oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, let's guess. Because, you know, of all these mass killings, you know, the Colorado shooter, you know, the Connecticut shooter, the Gabby Gifford shooter, this shooter, guess what political party they affiliate with?
I don't even have to say it. I'm speechless because...
And yet they want to take our guns from the conservative people or even just plain Americans. They want to take all of our guns because a few people, and all these people had mental illnesses on top of this, which says something maybe about the Democratic voting bloc.
You know,
I don't know. Just maybe. But
I got to say this too. What is absolutely getting me out of my mind is that them idiot lawmakers that we elected in, they're like, oh well, the Republicans won't support this bill.
Obama.
Giving me the impression that they're telling people that Republicans want these mass murders.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, that's not the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard of in my life. Nobody wants mass murders.
But people believe it. People believe it, what the media tells them, because the media, as we all know, is not exactly on the side of fiscal responsibility, moral responsibility, or any personal responsibility. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that buy this nonsense. That,
right.
Because it's so much easier, I guess, to be the victim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an Indian. You mistreated my forefather. Well, yes, we did. And I will agree with that statement. But that does not mean that I owe you anything. You see,
amen,
where they took down those 2,900 whatever amount of flags that one college put out. The Democrats and Republican students together put them out in remembrance of 9/11. And these two wacko jobs went out and pulled them all down. One because she was an indigenous Indian and that was sacred burial ground. It was on the college. I mean, come on. Cut the crap.
And see, the problem is, we stand for it. This is what we're fighting. This is what
right.
we have to fight back on. If somebody
right.
does it, we go out there. Now, you know the Patriot Guards, the Patriot Guards of the motorcycle, they go to funerals.
Mm-hmm.
They get called and asked to be at funerals, so there's no problem. And
right.
at points, they become human shields.
Oh, absolutely, which is just, you know, that is so disrespectful and so rude and so lacking of manners that anybody would be protesting anything at a funeral. I don't care who you are, if you're these wacko Baptists or you're wacko liberals. You know, there's such a thing as a fellow respect for your fellow human beings, whether you want to be an American or not. you know, let's show a little respect. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. The number to call, 718-305-7176.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. We want to hear from you, 718-305-716, the number to call.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I wanted to bring up, too, that, again, this president is wiping his butt with the Constitution because he waived the provision of the federal law designed to prevent the supply of arms to terrorist groups to clear the way for the U.S. provide military assistance to vetted opposition groups fighting Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Some elements of the Syrian opposition, we already know that the Syrian opposition is al-Qaeda. And
oh, yeah. At least they've been infiltrated by a large amount of al-Qaeda and other savory characters.
Yep. And we're going to go ahead. He can't do that. He can't waive a provision like that.
Well, he just did.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He can't do it. And we've got to get it's treason. You're absolutely right. It is treason. And if we don't get on top of everybody who's listening, call your senators, call your congresspeople. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, arming our enemies.
Exactly.
That is serious business. And they want to say, oh, they're the rebels and they're only moderate Muslims. This is even Senator McCain who is doing this. And this is the big problem, Barbara, is that these people agree with him in the Senate. And that's why they won't impeach him. But you're absolutely right. We're arming the enemy. And then we're going to send over, you know, gear so they can protect themselves from the chemical weapons attacks. Well, who do you think is going to get that gear? You think they're going to give that to the women and children?
No, they've been the first to go. They've already been the first to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just phenomenal what is going on in this country. And, you know, we have to thank God for patriots like Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul and Senator Mike Lee and Vitter and these ones that are now standing up in the Senate and causing Harry Reid to say, oh, we have anarchists in the Senate. Well, good. I am so glad that we have
anarchists
in the Senate.
They're patriots. They know the
Constitution. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he's had his way for far too long, as have the Democrats, who are responsible for the 2008 crash. Democrats were responsible for, and I can prove it, and I have on the show in the past, and they're responsible for this monster Obamacare bill that's going to hurt the care of the elderly in this country, and already is, because, you know, if you've been admitted, you can't, if you're readmitted within 30 days after being admitted to the hospital has to pay a penalty. Okay, already, this hospital that's making, you know, 20 cents on the dollar off the Medicare patient. Now, if that patient gets readmitted within 30 days after being in, they're going to get penalized even more by the federal government. What do you think that's going to do to health care?
They won't get paid. That's how they're going to be penalized.
No, the patients aren't going to get admitted.
This is what happened in my family member's case. And he had a hernia. First, he was in with heart disease. And then within the 30 days, he had a hernia. And his doctor said, we can't take you in until that 30 days is up. Otherwise, nobody's going to get paid.
So yeah, exactly.
He had to suffer until that 30 days was up. So he can go back to the hospital and have surgery.
Yep. And remember those death panels? And guess who's going to be administering the money on who gets to get health care or not? The IRS.
Exactly.
Run for your lives. Run for your lives.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just insane. Just totally insane. And there's so many people that just don't understand. In fact, in the article I was reading today, you know, there's a penalty. You know, those of us who have actually looked at this thing know that if you don't have insurance and you don't pay insurance, that at the end of the year, you're going to get penalized.
Right.
And they said the people that this is aimed at is, you know, the younger kids that sometimes opt not to have insurance, you know, playing the dare game that they're not going to get sick. I think it was close to 60% of them didn't know there was going to be a penalty.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, that's going to work real well.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. Totally crazy and insane.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the unions, they're screaming about it because if they keep their own doctors and their own plan, they get a 40% tax on that.
Yeah.
And that's what
they're penalizing the people who have taken responsibility for themselves and have carried insurance and have, you know, you're going to be penalized.
Exactly.
Because that's the way our government works now.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't has a whole new meaning.
Right. Oh, it's just insane. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I was just seeing this on the Young Conservatives. They posted a little thing saying that the United States is third in murders throughout the world, but if you take out Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, the United States is fourth from the bottom for murders. I could believe it.
I could believe that, too.
And, gee, let me see. What were those states again? Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C. Who's running the show in those places?
Yeah, obviously nobody because they don't have the money to have anybody do it.
Well, no, because they're broke.
Exactly.
Detroit's bankrupt, and who was running that show when they went bankrupt? How hard is it for people to have a clue? You know, how hard is it really for people to have a clue? That's a question. Anybody got an answer for me, give me a call, 718-305-7176. And that's part of what we do here, is we're trying to help people have a clue as to what's going on. But it's kind of interesting because I was reading one of Karen's post from Rage Against the Media, where she said somebody accused her of being funded by the Koch brothers. Because
they think that,
you know, you can't have an independent thought, you know. It must be driven by money. Yeah, no.
You know, and the they get so nasty. You know, we had, a couple weeks ago, we had a woman on, and she was talking about being, she went to the Blueprint of North Carolina, where they focused, it was like a focus group, where they focused on one thing, their agenda basically, and kind of blew off any other ideas. And then I've been watching some liberals when they're talking. They talk so you can't get a word in edgewise. And they won't even shut up long enough for you to say something.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching Piers Morgan with John Locke and, what was that kid's name? Ben something. But there was three of them, and Piers would not shut up long enough for somebody else to talk. And then he finally did, and he kept cutting in. But these people, they don't want to hear. They've got their own closed minds, and that's all they want to know. And then you have how many people who don't even, who just are in la-la land. They don't even know what the heck's going on in the world. They don't know that we're sending people to Syria, although we're really not. It's a secret. Don't tell. You know, there are a lot of people who are the problem that don't stand up. But more and more there are. That's why I was real excited. The bikers doing their thing, that gave me hope.
Right. I just wish there had been more coverage of that, because that was an awesome event. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on Conservative Nation Radio. ConservativeNationMedia.com. Number to call, 718-305-7176.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's graduation ceremony. Students, when you hear the reason or reasons for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Once you've exited, remove your cap and gown and proceed into the unknown. Too tired? Family trip? Part-time job? Helping around the house? Sick day? Starting the holidays early? Just because.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com. 718-305-7176 is the number to call. Oh, there's just so much going on and so many different things to actually talk about. And one of the things I missed when I was talking about California was how they're going to allow non-physicians to actually provide abortion care in California. Yeah, that's all about the women's health, I'm sure, because as we already know with the Gosnell and other abortion clinics where they're just a meat factory and they don't care if the woman lives or not, it's all about the money, that's going to work really well. Let's put it in the hands of non-physicians. Good call, California. Good call. I'm so glad I don't live in California.
I'm telling you, I'm so glad, too.
Oh, I just don't know how I would just probably pull my hair out if I had to live there. Although there are conservative pockets, which is what brings them back, you know, into saying we need to kind of change the way we divvy up delegates in the election.
Very few and far between now.
Yeah, but there are a few. So.
And did you see? Oh, geez, I don't know his name either. The guy that walks around with the clipboards.
I didn't look at those. I saw that he was asking people questions, but I didn't actually see what he was asking them about. I did see where the girl was getting people to sign up to send care packages to Al-Qaeda, because that's how stupid they are.
I know.
It's just... It's just
today,
scary.
I looked at it earlier, and it was to give away, to take gold.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh, will you sign a petition? We're going to take gold because Obama's economy. And one guy walking past him kind of like laughed at him. And I don't know how he does this with a straight face. He probably doesn't. He doesn't because he's on the sides laughing. God, but the people that just sign it, and he's like, oh, thanks for signing this. We're going to go ahead and take everybody's gold away from them so we could help Obama's economy. And people were signing
it. Isn't that insane? Why would you sign something like that?
Because they think it's a good idea to take from the rich?
Steal other people's property. To pay for what,
exactly,
you know?
What
it is. It is stealing. If you didn't earn it, you know, and the Bible says if a man doesn't work, neither should he eat. And I'm not saying that for, you know, I know there's some people who are absolutely disabled and can't work. And I'm not saying that about those people. And I'm not saying that about those who were promised Social Security and are receiving it. It's about those who want everything free, like the naked. Did you see that picture of that naked woman standing on a fence? And she wasn't going to come down until she got her free house and her free phone that Obama promised her.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
I bet not. But, you know, and that's unfortunately the mentality of people today.
Yeah.
That's what they're promised. I was laid off two weeks? And I have not, I've been on two job interviews, and I'll be getting a job, I'll be starting on Monday, as long as my drug test comes back good, and my criminal background check, then I'll start on Monday.
As long as you're not on that terrorist list somewhere, Barbara.
I probably am because I'm a Tea Party member.
Yeah, they'll still hire you.
That's what they're so busy doing. They're so busy looking at us, the Tea Party people, and they're not looking at who they should be looking at. And it's just, that's how these killers get around. These mass killers. Because the government's too busy listening to our crap where they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, And like I said, and here's the story for it. Let me get the story for it. This latest shooter, actually, there was a Rhode Island police officer reported the Navy Yard shooter to the naval station. He reported him last month. After he told the cops he was hearing voices. And yet, the man gets clearance. See, the officer said that on August 7th, he was sent to check out this local hotel, and this guy was saying people were talking about him, and he had vibrations going through his body, and they were using a microwave on him, and all kinds of nutty stuff. And he reported this. And yet, what was done about it? Absolutely nothing. Same thing with the Colorado shooter. He sent a whole packet to his teacher that was never opened a week before he killed those people. These people were asking for help.
Yep.
They're not getting it. They're not getting it. And then because they're too busy spying on us normal people trying to take our guns away.
Law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of the United States of America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the places with the highest gun control have the highest rates of gun crimes, like Chicago. And a judge actually ruled that they can't tell you can't have a handgun outside your house. yay for that judge. I'm going to clap my hands.
Well, you know what? Colorado did it.
They recalled
the recall.
Those two.
Rock on Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. Voter suppression.
Oh, can you believe it? They can never
angry Americans.
They won't take responsibility.
Right. It's never their fault.
Nope.
Because everybody loves gun control.
Yeah. You know, the thing, too, is these lawmakers that say, wear a helmet. It's going to save your life. Well, you don't ride a motorcycle to know, really, what's going to save my life. Because I could either, for me, my thing is, the difference between wearing a helmet and not wearing a helmet is my brains will be shattered and they'd be inside the helmet. Or they'd be splatted around. Either way, you know.
Well,
they don't even make helmets
safer. Crash going at a low speed and hit your head on the cement. Helmet's a little bit harder than your head.
Well,
I see what you're saying. They shouldn't be dictating to you what you're doing.
Well, she's the one that said something really stupid about a gun.
Uh-huh.
About reloading it or something. This was when they first came out with the law.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so glad Colorado did it. Bravo, Colorado.
Yeah, and now they're going after the law now. They're not done. They got those two, and they're going after the actual legislation now. They're not finished fighting. But our friendly local pilot in command and GOP spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so. Since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA, his parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Bill Buckley, and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss picture on it, but you can get your weekly doses of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free American with Duke Brooks, Wednesdays at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And that's what we want. We want America back. That's what Roseanne was saying, and I think Bill also with his statement and with his, 1.3 million. That is a lot of bikers. And I had to clarify that because, you know, I had seen, you know, that people were posting pictures and then some of the liberals would say, oh, that was from Michigan. And so I'm like, oh, I don't know. I want to know exactly, you know, from the guy what actually was going on so that I have my facts straight. And I'm going to have to find his page so I can find those pictures. But you got to be so careful because we want to spread the truth and we don't want to do what the liberal media does, which is, you know, post pictures that are fake and t- tell lies and throw figures out there that aren't true. So we want to try, you know, if we can, to have, you know, the facts and work with the facts, because the facts will always win.
Right.
Yeah.
Because so, you're not entitled to your own facts.
That's right. You can try, like 7 children a day being killed by guns. Not really happening.
Yeah.
Not really.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationmedia.com, 718-305-7176. And we've just been throwing all of it out there on the table tonight, so if you've got something to say, just give us a call. But gun grabbing, baby killing. Oh, and Piers Morgan, and reporting that this was an AR-15 shotgun.
An AR-15
on CNN.
Shotgun.
Yeah, right. And AR stands for assault rifle. Didn't you know that?
No.
It's like, really, people?
Dangerous.
It's just crazy. And then to be proved wrong, because all the man had was a shotgun. So there goes old Joe's argument, you know, just shoot him through the door with your shotgun.
But the
which
thing...
is not really legal, but yeah, okay, just shoot him through the door with a shotgun. Right. That's they're on the other side of the door. I don't think you can prove self-defense.
But they were on a naval base, and they were not allowed to be armed.
Yeah, you know who was responsible for that?
Yeah, Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Absolutely. They can have arms, but they can't have bullets. That's the same thing that happened in our embassies overseas. Can have arms, but no bullets. Now, what the heck is that? These are highly trained individuals. These are our Army, Navy, Marines. They're trained with these weapons. And yet they can't carry a loaded weapon.
They go out and protect us from others, but they can't protect us here at home.
Can't protect themselves. They can't protect themselves.
Right. Well,
something very wrong with that law.
They can't protect themselves over abroad either, because they have to be shot at like 3 times before they're allowed to shoot back.
Right. Absolutely, because you can't engage the enemy. Yeah,
right.
Our SEAL Team 6 murdered, probably a planned assassination of SEAL Team 6 after this, our vice president outed them and Panetta outed them. And that's coming out. That story is going to be, actually, that book's actually been delayed a little bit. It's called Betrayed, because they think they forced that general out of collaborating with it, but it's still going to be out at some point, but it's just going to be from the soldier's family. If
really?
You don't know what we're talking about, it was one of SEAL Team 6 that actually called his parents and said they were scared, and they were...
Aaron and Billy Vaughn.
Yes, they
Aaron
had been...
Aaron Vaughn's parents.
They had been outed by Leon Panetta, because he named their commanding officer and that their lives were in danger. And guess what? They're dead. That's the incompetence or the deliberateness of this administration and its lack of regard for our military men and women who are out there. They're not fighting for Obama. They were fighting for America, and that used to mean something. Oh, and get this, now we got Russian presidents telling us how it is. Yeah, we've come a long way, America. We're so now respected all over the world because Obama has gone around and made it all better. Yeah, laughingstock is more of the term. Laughingstock.
Exactly what he is.
It is just unbelievable. And then you do see Time magazine. They put Putin's face everywhere in the world except for here. They put a baseball picture. Heaven forbid that the Americans know that our president got schooled by Putin.
Yeah. Putin apparently knows the international law better than the president, our president does.
Yep. Our president, who thinks, we're just so much better off now than we were. And I think we got Duke on the line here. Hey, Duke.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi, Duke.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? As far as our president, my cat knows more about the U.S. Constitution than he does. And, Abigail is not a particularly assiduous scholar of the Constitution. But anyway, that guy is just from Mars. Now, tomorrow night on Radio Free America, yes, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, obviously, there was a major tragedy in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I have been to the Washington Navy Yard. I am familiar with it. But that will certainly dominate the conversation tomorrow night on Radio Free America. We'll be talking about how this guy, Aaron Alexis, ever managed to get a security clearance, and how after he had been diagnosed with some very serious psychological problems and had the behavioral indications to confirm it, how he was ever able to get and keep a security clearance. So those are some of the things we'll be talking about. Of course, the serious situation, that's always good for a couple of laughs, I'm sure. But that will be tomorrow night on Radio Free America on conservativenationmedia.com, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and I hope to hear from everyone then.
That sounds good. So sounds good, Duke. So we always got to keep up on that. That's a very interesting question. I'd like to have the answer to that one. How did he get security clearance?
Well, he stole somebody's ID.
Yeah, that's right. No. He did.
But he also got clearance from his contracting job.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not really sure why he was able to stay in that position, but we'll certainly be kicking that around tomorrow night.
Sounds good. So everybody wants to be
night,
sure
ladies.
And tune in. All right, take
you
care.
Thanks, Duke.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, just more questions than there are answers in that. But what we do know is that, no, he did not use an AR-15. No, it was not an assault rifle. So all you people trying to take our little rifles away from us, leave us alone. And I hope that in Colorado, where they are now going after the bill itself, where these lawmakers pass, I hope they succeed. Because they need to know that we're not going to put up with their nonsense anymore. And it just takes one, just like Bill. He started that whole 2 million biker march, and they had 1.3 million riders for 9/11. Amazing what one person starts that ball rolling and what it can snowball into. So many people out there working. Don't be afraid to step up to the plate. Don't be afraid to take it out in your community. We need to start talking to people. We need to be educating people because there are so many uneducated. And when we're online, we're seeing a lot of the worst of the worst, because a lot of the everyday people are out there working every day. So we need to be out there talking to our coworkers, because even if they are conservatives, they don't have a clue what's going on in the world, because you don't get it from the news. They work 40 hours a week, although that may be changing shortly because nobody wants to pay for health care. But, you know, this includes everybody. There's just so many people. And our students, what they've been teaching our kids is just phenomenally insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And we need to be, as parents, if you're a parent out there, you need to know what your kid's being taught at school, because it could very well be a lie, because they're changing history. And they're doing this
right
Common
Core.
Right
before our eyes, they're trying.
They're trying to do it right before our very eyes. And this victimization, this everybody's a victim mentality, or I'm owed mentality. We have to combat that and start teaching personal responsibility. Start with your kids. Start with your grandkids. Because even if we don't see it in our lifetime, we can break the cycle.
Yeah.
We got to break the cycle.
Yes.
Break the cycle. And the moral degeneration, Barbara, I don't know if you saw the post where this man and this husband convinced his wife that when they had a little girl that he was going to be able to sexually abuse her, and he did.
Oh, my God, no.
Before she was even born. Horrible.
Oh.
Horrible. Morals. Morals mean a lot. And when they try to take the, you know, in God we trust, and they try to take God away from us, this is what we get in place of it. We get total horror.
And speaking of in God we trust, that was another thing that came up. Some atheists in New York wanted to take "In God We Trust" off the dollar, the bills, the money, and the judge basically threw it out and said, "No, that ain't happening." 'Cause the people who were filing a lawsuit to get the words taken off, the atheists.
Right. I saw
they
that.
Were, yeah, they said it was unconstitutional. Well, no, it's not, and that's what the judge said. It's not unconstitutional. Go about your merry way. And that's what we need more. That's what we need more and more of. People
right.
to stop this nonsense. And yes, we do. We have to get the word out more and more.
Oh, absolutely. And we want to encourage each and every one of our listeners to participate and to be out there and to push the information. If all you can do is sit at your house and push information on Twitter, do it. Push it on Facebook, because there could be that one person out there that's going to read that. I know a lot of my friends get aggravated because a lot of my posts, most of my posts are political. I don't use Facebook to say, oh, I'm going to do this today. You know, I don't do that thing. As I'm always pushing these articles and this information, and some of them, you know, are like, we agree with you, but do you mind if I defriend you? And it's like, no, go right ahead, because, you know, I'm doing this in the hopes that if I can reach one person, you know, or if I get one person thinking, or, you know, because actually my friends then paste it, and even my niece, she's got some liberal friends, and then they'll comment on her post. So, you know, don't think it's not getting out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Or take an active role. Barbara, you're doing the active role with the overpasses for impeachment.
Right. I was just going to say that. You know, those are little things. And actually, on the 28th, I'm going to be speaking at Constitution Day in North Carolina.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a week from Saturday. It'll be on the 28th. An all-day event, and it's a free event.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Then it's a nice motorcycle ride away from where I am, so I'm really excited about that.
Cool. That's just pretty awesome. So, and I know we've got some listeners out there that are also doing in their way, pushing the information, writing the articles. Start a blog. Anybody can blog.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to be careful. When you're checking your information on the internet, be careful to make sure that they are the facts and not just somebody's opinion, because you do want to present the facts and not give them cause to say that, oh, no, you're a liar. So that's always important, is to make sure you're checking the facts, that we got them straight. So
yep.
That we don't become the other side.
Right.
Yes. And just like,
and I'm also writing for Watchdog Wire,
uh-huh.
And when I write for them, I have to be professional, basically, and not take sides. I have to be very unbiased. So
oh,
it takes
cool.
me a really long time to write an article for
Gotta
them.
Got to kind of think that through a little bit longer. So, all right. Well,
yeah.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Going to take us out with a little music. We're here every Tuesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, Barbara.
See ya. Good show.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really hoarse. It's like a-